I'm Mark. Can I have my butt?
Start the show with it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Got it.
Since we're starting right here, I'm going to mark it in the
room. Okay. Got it.
Thank you. That is fantastic. We're also expecting good things out of Loomis and Nevada County as well, aren't we? And I was also looking at some pictures posted on the Humboldt Facebook page last night. They were out in force at Eureka Arts Alive. They talked to several hundred people, and everybody they talked to was supportive over in Humboldt County. So that community is getting some good traction, too. Last night, the Shasta County Committee, we marched in the Reading Lighted Christmas Parade, and we were cheered from the start of the route to the very end of the route. I mean, people were getting up out of their seats, clapping, and hooting and hollering and screaming and yelling, yeah, let's get this done. Right downtown Reading. We had a great big Dodge Beasley pickup truck that was strung in lights, and we were towing a trailer that had a double tall, you know, the green State of Jefferson banner, and a PVC framework that was lighted in green and gold, and we used the back of that with a projector to do slides of the different counties and different things like that, our Merry Christmas message, and, you know, the trailer was covered in lights and snow, and then we had several people walking with us. It did my heart a lot of good because we've had a pretty tough road to hoe here in Shasta County, and for the community to respond like that, and I'm, you know, I was walking along kind of yelling at everybody, well, come to a meeting. It's true. Our float was staged next to several members of an ATV riders club up here in Northern California. I guess it's got over 600 members, and we were talking to one of their board members and their president last night, and he goes, yeah, man, I love the idea of Steve Jefferson, but I don't think it'll ever happen. You know, we can't afford it. And we had a chance to talk to them and get them to understand. He goes, this could work. I said, yeah, it is working. And he goes, well, the rest of our club needs to.
Yeah.
Well, that's we've run into a massive cross-sectional society that supports the state of Jefferson. Even here in Shasta County, the different political views and different ideas of people, but they all come down on the same side of the table when it comes to liberty. They want to be left free to live how they want to live.
Yeah. And that's the thing about Jefferson that I really like is that, you know, you talk to Democrats, a lot of Democrats like it. You talk to Republicans, a lot of Republicans like it. Libertarian, Green Party. There's a lot of Green Party people who don't like the idea of state of Jefferson because it means that we can have a state where we're going to be able to protect that which is ours, and then we get our forests and our water and things like that, because, quite frankly, the state of California is ruining all of our resources by letting it sit there.
Well, it's true, and you know, every day the state of California, through the policies, creates more state of Jefferson supporters. I know of one guy over in Humboldt County, and they're being hit very hard right now because he was actually fined by the county code enforcement because he has a horse trough, and they said that that's a rain collection device, and you're not allowed to catch rainwater on your property. And they fined him for having a horse trough. And who are they saying you can't catch rainwater in the first place? It's ridiculous. The ATV riders that we spoke to last night, we're actually going to be doing a presentation in front of their club. You know, they were talking about how the road is being closed off by the Forest Service and, you know, their access to it. They do. And they were very upset and frustrated. They've been heavily involved with the coordination actions against Forest Service trying to keep the roads open, and the Forest Service is now coming back with the second round, and they're declaring, well, we're not closing the roads, we're temporarily closing them for maintenance indefinitely. Well, that's one of the things people don't talk about, is in the timber industry, while they were harvesting, cut roads into the forest, they maintained roads into the forest. You know, that came out of their corporate coffers. It didn't cost the people as much money, and it gave people access to the forest, not only to protect it, but for enjoyment and usage, to actually make good use of public lands.
They're not going to seize the land, though. They've passed the bill becomes effective soon, But what they intend to do is use legislative judicial means first in order to get the feds out. And if that doesn't work, I imagine they'll take another course of action.
Okay. Okay. So you are aware of it.
Yeah, are you kidding? I've been watching that for a very that movement for a very long time.
It's exciting.
The Western Lands Council represents several states that are keeping an eye on that.
Yeah.
And Otero County, New Mexico, has done something like that. So, you know, really, this is nothing more than the people demanding liberty. That's,
mm-hmm.
yeah. that's what it represents.
And it is. It's exciting. And, you know, as an offset to that, there's a huge fight coming in the state of Nevada where the federal government's actually attempting to take control of even more land there and push people out.
Well, even then, you know, continuing on that thought, in Arizona, Prop 122 passed by the voters, nullifying federal law in their state.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of states that are taking back liberty and using
Mendocino
their constitutional
County
rights.
That passed an ordinance
exactly.
nullifying state and federal law in
yeah,
their
state
county.
And fed, yeah.
Well,
so
which county was that?
Mendocino.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's the anti-fracking bill.
And it's interesting because that vote was like something in the neighborhood of 70%. And when you read that initiative, was that Measure S read?
I believe so. I want to say it was.
When you read that, the title of it was something like the Anti-Fracking Initiative. And I thought, well, that's interesting. So I read it. And what they really want in the Anti-Fracking Initiative is liberty.
Mm-hmm.
They want to bar state intrusion into the affairs of Mendocino County to the highest degree possible, because they want liberty. They want to bar federal intrusion into the affairs of Mendocino County because they want liberty. The liberty they're seeking is to be better stewards of their environment in Mendocino County. They, you know, some counties want to frack, some counties don't. Some people think it's a good idea, some people don't. But what they want is the liberty to make that decision for themselves. And gosh, I'll tell you, that is the state of Jefferson, liberty
yeah.
mm-hmm.
to make decisions on a local level that affect local people's lives.
Yeah, and that's, I think once people grasp and understand that concept is when they become true converts to Jefferson, because most of the questions are, well, what will you do about this? What will you do about that?
Yeah.
And the response is, no, what do you want? You know, and
right,
once they understand, we can actually restore to where they decide.
Exactly.
The excitement and just...
Yeah. But you don't want to change one dictator for another one.
No.
That doesn't solve anything.
No, it doesn't. And different counties have different issues.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
exactly.
why our declarations are worded as open frame documents. We have the declaration and petition to withdraw. And it has several statements in it about federal intrusion and state intrusion into our lives and so on. But they're meant to be open frame documents so that your county can put in the issues that are most dear to your hearts and the things that you really are upset about with the state and federal government that doesn't represent you. And quite frankly, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
This was funny because in Trinity County, I didn't know what kind of reception we'd get there. And the first thing I said to that board was, we don't have any representation at the state level. And all five heads started nodding up
yeah.
and down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was the one statement that every board of supervisors has agreed upon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we got to scoot off and pay some bills here.
Thanks for calling in, Mark.
Thank you for the call in, Mark. And we'll see you soon.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
And we're going to have a few more people call in.
And come to the meeting. Come to the meeting
yes.
the 15th.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll be Monday the 15th at 6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonneview here in Reading.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we do have a couple other people calling in, so we do need to run off to the break. But here is one more fact of Pearl Harbor Day. The Dutch were the first allies to join the fight at Pearl Harbor. The crew of the Jagerfontein opened fire on the Japanese at 9 a.m. So we can thank Dutch for helping us out on December 7th, 1941. This is the Jefferson State of Mind. You can call in at 605-4567 or visit us online at kcnr1460.com. This is how I show my love. I made it in my mind because I blame it on my ADD, baby. This is how an angel dies. I'm blaming it on my own success.
you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
Are you interested in the future of REU, your community-owned electric utility? REU's director, Barry Tiffin, will present our 2020 draft strategic plan to the Electric Utility Commission Thursday, December 11th at 4 p.m. in the City Council Chambers at City Hall on Cypress Avenue. You are invited. Our industry is facing ever-changing challenges, and with your valued input, REU can obtain the highest standards and provide our customers with the best valued service you have grown to expect from REU. For more information, please call 339-7300. We look forward to seeing you on December 11th.
Wind River Resort and Casino is the best place to bring in 2015. Dine in Elements and enjoy a delicious steak and lobster dinner. Only $39.95.
Reservation suggested.
Or purchase your New Year's Eve bash tickets, Night of the Stars. This party kicks off Wednesday, December 31st at 7:30. Featuring DBJ Chris mixing it up for the headlining act Steel Breeze. Performing all the funk, hip-hop, pop, and top 40 you want. Dinner, dancing, and drink specials. Tickets are only $50 per person. VIP is only $250 per couple. Includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple, and room at our very own Wind River Resort and Casino. This event sells out fast. Be the first to reserve your tickets online at windriver.com or at the River Club. Elements will be open at 1 a.m. for a New Year's Eve breakfast buffet for $6.95. For all the details on Wind River Resort and Casino's signature New Year's Eve bash Night of the Stars, log on to windriver.com. Plus, we offer our guests a free Safe Ride courtesy shuttle home. It's better on the river.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
There's a fire starting in my heart. Reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay your ship bare. See, I'll leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart. Reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing.
Good morning. This is the Jefferson State of Mind, where we listen to great music like Adele.
We do. We got all kinds of good stuff.
We do. I do want to announce that the Northern California Veterans Cemetery is doing the Wreaths Across America. So if you want a donation opportunity for something that's absolutely amazing, this is great. You can call them at 530-396-2429 or visit them online at norcalvetsupport.us.
There you go.
Yes, to make a donation for the Wreaths Across America. And we do have another caller on the line. We have Clayton Timmer. Good morning, Clayton.
Good morning, Kayla. Good morning, Red.
How goes it, Mr. Timmer?
Oh, it's going pretty good. How are you guys?
I understand you're in the northern reaches of Jefferson freezing your butt off this morning.
That's true, I am. I'm up in Mount Shasta, up here to see some family and visit.
Awesome.
Right on. It is the good time of year for that.
It is. Good to see everybody up here.
So for those who don't know who you are, which county are you from, Clayton?
I'm from Butte County. I live in Paradise and work in Chico mostly, and I'm always all around Butte County, going everywhere I can to help the cause, help Jefferson. I was in Oroville the other day, stopped by a couple businesses, asked them if I brought them a flag, if they'd throw it up. They said they sure would, and I asked them if they wanted some brochures. And they said they'd love them. So that's
awesome.
All in the works. I'm going to go with Huntington's, which is a outdoor store, among other things. And it's exciting. It's nice to see businesses support, you know, and click. You know, when you have you don't know who's coming through your doors every day. Some businesses are a little bit timid to support something like this. Mm-hmm. And it's always refreshing to see businesses that are willing to stand for Jefferson.
Business is some of the hardest impacted by the policy of California.
They are.
It is so hard to start a business in California anymore.
Well, on top of that, they fear reprisal from elected officials in their local counties, too. I've heard that way too many times to be comfortable.
They're afraid of their government officials.
And, yeah, there was a quote about that from the Founding Fathers.
So how does things go with the Board of Supervisors there in Chico? I know there was a meeting with Board of Supervisor member Lambert a little bit ago.
And teeter-totter.
Oh, it's frustrating. I love it when people disagree with the idea of Jefferson, or they discuss the merits of Jefferson and the claims that Jefferson makes, and I love it when they disagree with that, because that I can have an argument or a debate, a conversation about. But I hate it when anybody dismisses the ideas and they dismiss the claims and they don't talk about the substance of Jefferson. That's frustrating for me. So when I hear things like, I agree with you fundamentally or philosophically, and then they won't give me a reason why they can't support it, nothing makes me more frustrated. So that's the kind of things we heard from Lambert. He wants to get on board with this. He says he's close. I can speculate. Other people can speculate why he wouldn't just jump on board right away. He's a rancher. He ranches in three different counties.
Jefferson. He said it himself.
What's that?
He said it himself at a meeting that we were at. When people were asking for the state of Jefferson and they tabled it, he said, "If we have the state of Jefferson, there will be a tremendous amount of growth. People will come here for jobs. I own a lot of land, and why should my cattle truck have to share the road with someone else's cattle truck?" That was his exact words.
You're right. Yeah, and that's actually, I'm going to link that to our website here pretty quick, because somebody cut that video down to about 45 minutes, and you can go and hear that comment, and you can go and hear the other Butte County supervisors' comments about the state of Jefferson. This was in April at the presentation.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
At any rate, that's frustrating, because as a county supervisor, having the power that the counties will have, you know, everybody fully anticipates counties that want growth and will plan for it, and counties that won't want to grow and won't plan for it or will plan against it. That is totally, it's to be centered around liberty. You have to have that option. And, you know, the county next door will probably be happy to take all the revenue and all the growth and do whatever they want with it. So I can't buy that excuse. I can't buy that, that argument.
Well, we keep
hammering
it.
Doesn't want growth. To me, it's just so simply solvable. It's so easily solvable.
And then if you don't accept
that argument, you have to look at, well, what's he really trying to say? And I honestly believe that it comes down to getting reelected. Because when he looks at his constituent base, he's got to either view each issue, if he wants to get reelected again, as if I don't support this, I won't get reelected, and if I do support this, I won't get reelected. So there's that external motivation or motivating factor there. And so really what it's time for everybody in Lambert's district to mobilize and get motivated and call him and tell him why you support the state of Jefferson. It's time for everybody in Lambert's district to put a sign up and put a flag up and tell their neighbors about why we need Jefferson. And really it's time for everybody in Lambert's district to do everything they can to bring about Jefferson in Butte County, because I see Butte County as a pretty big deal. There's a lot of people here. And I think what would happen is you'd see more counties get emboldened, you know, to adopt declarations like if Butte County follows in an example.
Yeah.
Are there any events coming up in Butte County right before we run off to our next caller that are coming up here in the next couple months, or anything to announce that's going on down there?
Well, I would say events. People, I think, maybe tend to come out to events, but what we need people to do is to come out to the mundane, everyday events, you know, the gathering support signatures at Home Depot or Save Mart or wherever they can. And we need people to come out to put up signs and do the ground game, you know, support the ground game. So I'd say check the website, and that will be updated regularly, and check the Butte County for Jefferson Facebook. And
what's the website, Clayton?
JeffersonButte.com.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Clayton. Have fun up in the northern reaches there, and we have got to run off to Nevada County and Eddie Garcia.
Awesome. Hey, I super appreciate you guys. You guys are doing a great job on the radio and with everything you do.
No, Clayton, we appreciate you, man. I know how much hard work you put in down there, and we appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Good morning, Eddie. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing terrific. How about you?
We're doing very well.
How is it, Don Quixote?
That is my mission in life, to have quixotic ventures.
Yes. You know,
and the state of Jefferson is proven to be one of those, although I hope he has better results than the windmills.
Yeah, I think we'll turn out a little bit better. But
Indeed.
It certainly is an adventure.
We are actively pursuing engaging our community and our businesses to promote the state of Jefferson idea. We started the process here in Nevada County back in May, and we have been gaining some major support. We have gathered over 1,000 signatures of support, and we are still gathering more. And we're trying to convince our board of supervisors that they should hear about it.
And how is that fight going?
I'm a little bit on neutral, let's say, waiting for January 1st when a new board will be in place, which I feel will be a little more amenable to the idea of the state of Jefferson.
Yeah. It's funny how many counties had boards of supervisors that were resistant to the state of Jefferson, but are January 1st are getting boards of supervisors that are more pliable to the idea. It's interesting
to
me.
Yes, it's very interesting.
Exactly. I think there are newcomers to the boards that are more open to the thought that we'd be much better off being a separate state than the present boards are. So we're hoping very much that will happen.
Excellent. Do you have any town halls or any events that are coming up in the next couple months that you would like people to be aware of?
No, we already have been graced with two town halls, and I feel now the duty is on our hands to have our businesses more involved by having our information on their counters, which we are in the process of doing. We have engaged about 10 different businesses now to have our information on their counters. And we have permission to set up a couple of billboards on private properties with exposure to the main highway to familiarize people with the idea of the state of Jefferson.
Excellent.
Well, that is. So, that's fantastic to hear, Eddie. And
yes, we're trying hard. We have a very dedicated steering committee that's most helpful, and that makes all the difference.
Excellent.
Well, thank you. We're going to
have to. Do you have a website that anybody can go to for information in the Nevada County area?
No, we don't. We don't have our own website. We suggest that people go to jeffersondeclaration.net and click on the Nevada County page, and then they can get the information from that.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, Eddie.
Thank you, Eddie.
Certainly.
And we will see you soon, hopefully.
How are things going in the northern part of the state of Jefferson?
Good. Things are starting to heat up here, and Shasta County, we did the parade last night, and
I saw the pictures on the website. This is really something, really something. And I understand Lake County was a very successful presentation.
It was. We think January 1st we're going to get, the meeting after January 1st, we believe Lake County will be joining the state of Jefferson.
But we'll have to talk more about this as we come back from our break. We got Bob waving arms and dancing around the room at us.
We got to run and pay the bills, Eddie.
We do.
You know it. We're excited. And the new year will bring lots of events, I hope.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All right. Talk to you later, Eddie. One more small fact for you guys. When Congress declared war on Japan, there was one dissenting vote from a representative from Montana named Jeanette Rankin, who had also voted against entry in World War I. She was the first woman in Congress. And if you recognize, she voted no against World War I in 1916, but women didn't even have the right to vote until 1920. Mull on that one. You can call in at 605-4567 or visit us online in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
But 15 minutes later, we had our first taste of whiskey. There was uncles giving lectures on ancient Irish history. The men all started telling jokes, and the women, they got frisky. By 5 o'clock in the evening, every bastard there was pesky. Pretty well gone away, there's nothing left to say. Farewell to New York City, boys, the Boston NPA. He took them out with a woolen cloud, and I often heard him say, I'm a free-born man of the USA.
Jones's Fort, Redding's full-line gun shop, offers the largest selection of guns and gun accessories in the North State. We are Redding's full-line gun shop. Since 1969, we have been serving the Redding area. We at Jones's Fort take pride in being able to offer you sound advice on all your gun questions. You'll always find a good selection of new and used guns at Jones's Fort. We'll help you find the gun that is perfect for you. Have a gun you no longer need? Bring it to us. We buy, trade, and consign. Informal appraisals are given free at no charge. No gun shop is complete without expert gunsmiths. We have 4 full-time gunsmiths who can service all types of firearms. In our full machine shop, we can enhance the performance of your favorite gun or build you a custom gun to meet your needs. Marshal Dave Jones II heads up our Firearm Institute, where we do California concealed weapon classes, Utah classes, and hunter education classes. Come see us at Jones's Fort.
The countdown to Christmas is on. Find your perfect Christmas at the amazing shops downtown. Carousel on Yuba Street is brimming with stylish designer clothes, beautiful handmade jewelry, and artwork made by local artists and fabulous scented candles. Get your girlfriends together and throw a private party for a fun way to celebrate this holiday season. That's Carousel at 1555 Yuba Street. Unique stores and more in beautiful downtown Reading. It's Christmas in the making.
Let's celebrate an amazing year. It's not too late to buy a ticket for one of Reading's most beautiful events of the season. Join us this Sunday, December 7th, at Wind River Resort and Casino for the Elegance of Christmas Tea 2014. Hosted by Reading Republican Women Federated. A light lunch, giveaways, entertainment with a fashion show. Don't miss out. We'll give you something to celebrate.
For information and tickets, contact Diana Branch, 941-2100, 941-2100.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
They're whispering his name through this disappearing land, but hidden in his coat is a red right hand.
Good morning, Jeffersonians. We got some Peaky Blinders music going on today.
Yeah, this is, what is his name? It's something Cave, Nick Cave in the Seat, actually, this song.
Oh, that's who it is?
Uh-huh.
I just know it as the Peaky Blinders main theme, which, for those of you who don't know, it's a bit about a gang, and it's on Netflix, and it's got Cillian Murphy. Very interesting.
The song, The Red Right Hand, is actually talking about the Ulster Protestants.
Really?
Yeah.
I always wondered, but I never looked it up.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. I do want to announce again that the Northern California Veterans Cemetery is doing their Wreaths Across America. I won't mess up the information again this time. You can call them at 396-2429 or visit them online to make a donation at www.norcalvetsupport.us.
All
right. See, I do
and
get it right the
got,
second time.
Diana Baird from Placer County Committee.
We do. Good morning, Diana. How are you today?
Oh, good morning, Kayla and Red. Thank you for having me. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for taking time out of your Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I'm excited to share what we have.
Excellent.
Right. So how goes the fight in Placer?
Well, Placer has been actively engaged since April this year, and we've had 6 town halls to date.
Excellent.
We've met all five of our county supervisors in both the public and private sectors.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's been over 6 months, none of our supervisors is prepared to commit to Jefferson.
Why is that, do you think?
Well, yeah, we have recently, though, had positive conversations with two of the county supervisors regarding the new state,
mm-hmm.
and they have actually requested that we prepare a white paper showing the legality, financing, and procedural steps required in making this all happen.
Excellent. That's a move in the right direction for sure.
Yeah. A lot of times you got to keep hammering and keep hammering and keep warming up that pot of water on them until they start to come around.
Yeah.
Okay. And sometimes it just takes replacement parts.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. What do you think is some of your biggest obstacles there in Placer County, with the especially with the supervisors kind of not really sure what they want to do with it?
Well, basically our biggest obstacle for Placer County is that we have over 364,000 freedom-loving residents.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to reach all of these patriots has been difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Those residents that we do reach, though, are on board after hearing all of the advantages that come with increased representation.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the sheer volume of such a large population that is our biggest challenge. And the supervisors are going to be notified through participation and through these meetings. Hopefully the people will let the supervisors know what we're looking for.
Okay. Yeah. I must say, you said 364,000 residents?
Yes.
Yeah, that's twice the size of Shasta, so I can't even imagine, because I know we have our own issues up here with reaching everybody and then getting our board of supervisors to listen as well. So.
Up here, it's not so much our citizens that are
it's
the
more
issue,
the
it's
officials.
Our elected officials.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that's because we've been remiss and not mm-hmm. giving the citizenry an option to vote for somebody else that's viable.
That's a good point, too, yeah.
Which is something we're correcting for the next cycle.
Yeah. Well, given these obstacles that you have in Placer County, what are some strategies that you plan on using in order to reach all these people and to get the Board of Supervisors to cave?
Well, we've actually been developing a strategy that puts this large population base into play. Having six incorporated cities within the Placer County boundaries gives us an opportunity to actually have some of these large cities themselves declare and petition to become part of Jefferson.
Oh, excellent.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah. A few of these cities actually have populations bigger than, like you said, many of the counties in the movement as a whole,
mm-hmm.
including Shasta. This means, though, that we can engage an incremental approach where
mm-hmm.
we can get portions of Placer County on board through its
excellent.
Cities and then bring these declarations and petitions with us to our formal presentation to the County Board of Supervisors.
This is
the thing we love about Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution.
Yes.
No
yeah.
rules.
And just mm-hmm. kind of get it done how you need to get it done.
Have you been able to talk to any of the city council members in these cities?
We have actually been able to speak with the council in Colfax that I know of. They haven't quite signed the declaration yet, but they're very positive.
Good.
Okay.
And a lot of times it just takes that first one and it goes like dominoes.
It does, yeah.
So
we're hoping.
And a lot of times it's you can't get frustrated. You keep spinning and spinning until you grab traction. And then once the traction grabs it, it almost takes care of itself.
Mm-hmm.
We've watched it happen in several counties. And, you know, not all of them were that easy to get geared up and go.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the ones that are getting ready to go here very soon were not that easy to get up and get them to go.
Yeah.
So,
is there any media involved down there in Placer County that's helping you out, or how's that all going for you guys?
Well, we currently have a 6-week advertising blitz planned for January.
Okay.
And the marketing will include radio and print ads, billboards, and signage.
Awesome.
And the message that we're going to send out to the residents of Placer County is that we have a serious lack of representation and that there is a remedy.
Excellent. That's one of the most important things, I think, is a lot of people will go up to their officials and say, oh, I don't like this and I don't like that and this is a problem and this is broken, and there's no solution given. So I think that's wonderful that you guys are really pushing that there is a remedy to this problem. They just have to stand behind it.
That's it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we are seeking backers of this movement who can contribute their time, money, and resources.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to get it to the market, so to speak, we do we are seeking contributions. So if any person or business is interested in helping launch this effort, have them please donate through soj51.net. And then all they have to do is click on the donate button.
Okay.
And then also, if businesses want to be able to write off the expense, they're welcome to contact us at placersoj@yahoo.com. We're really looking forward to see what additional momentum is created with this informational push.
Okay, yeah.
I think it'll be fantastic. And a lot of times, it's, you know, people are curious. It's getting them to hear the message, not mm-hmm. not to hear the propaganda or what their buddy thinks it's about or what one of the local rag newspaper says it's about,
mm-hmm.
getting them to actually hear. And I think one of my favorite things about the movement is watching the light go off, watching the
yes.
light bulb when they hear the message and it clicks and they go, oh, my God, we can have it all back.
Yeah. My kids can have the liberty that I had.
Yeah. I think that's my favorite part of the whole thing.
Are there any other ways that you guys are getting the message out in Placer County that other counties might be able to replicate?
Well, we are, let's see, we do want different types of clubs, you know, such as the Seroptimus, the Kiwanis, Native Sons, Lions,
mm-hmm.
or and any other fraternal organizations that have regular meetings to contact us so that our Placer Speakers Bureau can bring our informational presentations to them. And these groups can request speakers via our email address, which is placersoj@yahoo.com. The Placer County for Jefferson Committee has already made presentations in Auburn, Lincoln, and Roseville several times, and we do anticipate requests for additional appearances.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, exactly. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're going to have to slide on out here towards end of the show. Thank you so much, Diana, and I'm sure we'll see you guys soon, too.
We will. And we're not going to have Stephen on today, but hopefully we'll be able to have him here in the next week or so. Yeah, he just messaged me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Not a problem.
All right.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure, and I look forward to listening to the rest of this program.
Well, we want to start hearing from the counties more, so, you know, we're thinking maybe we can organize a schedule and have different people call in, and, you know, that way we don't get bunched up and have a little bit to take some more time with everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yep, this was our trial run. I planned too much.
New things for our new showtime.
Indeed. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Diana.
And thank you, Kayla and Brett. Bye.
Bye.
Our last fact of the day. You know about the guy who was on the radio technician and he said, don't worry about that flock of birds? Do you know what happened to him?
No.
Absolutely nothing, because he was only on the job for 2 days. Lieutenant Kermit Tyler. He'd been there for 2 days with no supervision, no training, and no staff, so no disciplinary action was taken. He was actually an excellent officer, and he retired as lieutenant colonel in 1961.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you watch the movie Pearl Harbor, it's not factual. The poor guy didn't know what he was doing. So leave Lieutenant Tyler alone. That's all we got for today, though.
That's it.
So we're going to be back next week. We know that you want to be back next week, because this is the Jefferson State of Mind.
Yeah. Stay tuned for Sovereign Minds.
Indeed. It'll be so much fun. Trust me.
All right. See
you next week.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks. One thing I know, no matter where I go, I keep my heart and soul in the boondocks.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The response to the killing of two men by police in recent months continues to ripple across the nation. In Berkeley, California last night, a peaceful protest turned violent. Two police were hurt. This is New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
We have to have an honest conversation in this country about a history of racism. We have to have an honest conversation about the problem that has caused parents to feel their children may be in danger in their dynamics with police, when in fact police are there to protect them.
He was a guest on ABC TV's This Week program. In an interview with BET to air tomorrow night, President Obama says it will take time to root out America's racial problems. Meet the new senator from Louisiana, Republican Bill Cassidy.
This victory happened because people in Louisiana voted for a government which serves us but does not tell us what to do.
The GOP will hold 54 seats in the new